We go to the civil war in Yemen, where Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have signaled they are ready to join a national unity government and take part in ceasefire talks as part of a deal negotiated by outgoing Secretary of State John Kerry. Is there suddenly pressure to de-escalate a conflict with a new administration coming in Washington? 7,000 dead, thousands of airstrikes, 3 million people on the move, says the UN regarding Yemen. Could a political settlement be imminent? Iona Craig, independent reporter who reports on the conflict for the New Statesman, says she doesn't see it.
Without sounding too skeptical, these are just words at the moment. Agreeing in principle to a unity government by the end of the year is still a long, long way from any practical action on the ground. And I think we have to look back at previous similar statements over the last year and a half of this conflict, and even before that, when the Houthis took Sana'a back in September 2014. A unity government was agreed upon and even formed, but it lasted less than 3 months.
In humanitarian terms, is the government or is the country of Yemen divided on who's getting food and who's not? And what is the status of the famine that seems to have affected so many people who are no longer having access to coastal ports?
The issue over access to food is across the board, really. You're looking at 14 million people in Yemen who are now food insecure and 80% of the population that needs humanitarian aid. The biggest impact most recently has been the inability of the payment of salaries because the central bank was moved from Houthi-controlled territory into the southern port city of Aden, which is under the Hadi government control. And nobody north or south in Houthi territory or Hadi territory has been paid for some months now, anybody who's employed by the government. And that has a direct impact on people's ability to basically feed their families.
Does the Saudi government have an end game here? And if so, would the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, be likely to endorse it? Or is it a continued instability is just as much of an advantage for the Saudis as peace on its eastern border?
At this point, the Saudis are under a huge amount of pressure from the international community or have been over their air campaign. So I think what's significant about what's going on at the moment is this is providing them with an opportunity to step down from at least the aerial campaign, if not the ground conflict. I think looking forward to the new administration, it's really hard to know. What has been said by Trump and his aides, it's vague and contradictory. This has looked at sort of favoring Russia whilst being more hawkish to Iran. And as we know, in places like Syria and Iraq and to a lesser extent Yemen, those two countries are essentially on the same side. So it's really unclear of how that's going to work out on a practical basis. But also being more hawkish towards Iran may actually help fuel the kind of regional tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which of course doesn't help in a situation like Yemen or elsewhere in the region.
Independent reporter Iona Craig reports on Yemen for the New Statesman. Thanks so much, Iona.
Thanks very much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.